welcome to this week's episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. I'm your host, Jody Sweeten.
And I think I am still Celia Behar, but I don't really know.
You really don't sound very sure of that. You sound so a little
tired. Am I tired? Honest to God, it's a long weekend and it's not like I get to go anywhere. Like, how am I tired? What am I doing?
I don't know. It's just, life is just exhausting these days.
Yeah, I think that is what it is.
Or it could be depression. Depression also makes you tired.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't feel depressed. I'm just tired. And I had to actually cap how much news I read. I'm only allowed to
read
in the morning, and then I can't look anymore. I'm also almost completely off social media. I can't do it.
Oh, I wish I could do that.
You got put in Facebook jail.
I did get put in Facebook jail.
Well, yep, that's what I went well for. What was it about?
So, hold on.
Okay.
Because it was three different incidents that led to me being put into Facebook jail for 24 hours. And it was a joke on the first, somebody had posted something. I don't know. It was a bunch of people doing some stupid shit, but it was some very white people shit.
Right. It was anti-mask, wasn't it?
Right. Yeah. And so I was like, oh, fucking white people. Like, just as a joke. I wonder how much hate mail we're going to get over this one. Anyone who knows me or has listened to more than one episode of this podcast knows that I am a sarcastic asshole. So
you also, as you said, are very white.
I did my fucking 23andMe, okay? They actually sent me an email and rescinded the 0.02% of North African whatever I had. And we're like, actually, you're more white. I am all Northern Irish and English. Wait. I'm all English, fucking white.
Did that actually happen? Did they actually rescind?
They were like, we have an update. And then I was like, wait, where'd the something go? And nothing was there. Yeah. When I say, oh, fucking white people, it is my people. Like, I am in the thick of it. Right. Okay. And I was just having a moment where I was like, come on. I don't know what it was in regards to. Pick one thing that's going on.
Not wearing the mask.
It was a not wearing mask, yeah, or it might have been an Ahmaud Arbery thing, or I don't know. There's so much awful shit going on. It's really hard to tell. But anyway. I made that comment, and then Facebook sent me sent me a thing and was like, your post goes against our standards for hate speech or whatever. Right. And I was like, I don't hate anybody. I just was exasperated at my people.
Right.
So I thought I had found a workaround and had taken a screenshot of the warning and posted that, thinking, ha ha, fuck you, Facebook gods. But apparently that was my first ding on my permanent Facebook record. So that comment eventually got removed. Mm-hmm. And then the next week I was on my friend Courtney's page with my friend Shannon, and the two of them are also equally as terrible and fucked up. And it was a joke because they knew I had gotten in trouble for it. So somebody said and was like, oh, and I was like, right? Fucking white people. Like, as a joke again, and then I got the warning. Mm-hmm. I did my thing. I screenshotted the warning. I was like, ha, it's happening again. And I posted that. And then all of a sudden it was like, my friend was like, I can't see you commenting. And I was like, what? It was like some like Avengers Thanos being erased for like just going away. I realized suddenly that I was in Facebook jail, and they basically were like, you need to stop and think about what you've done for 24 hours. And I was like, but I didn't do it. I got a Facebook timeout. And so I had to text Shannon and Courtney on the side and be like, you guys, I can't comment anymore and keep going. I'm in Facebook jail. And then the hilarious part was they took up the charge and made the same comment, and they also got warned. And yesterday, I believe, Courtney posted that she had just gotten out of a day-long Facebook jail thing. So
Yep, Facebook jail.
Facebook jail is a thing.
Facebook jail is real. I was putting Facebook jail for posting about cannabis. So,
but how annoying is Facebook jail? Because I don't know how many of our listeners out there have been in Facebook jail, but they don't block you.
Yeah, you can still see what's going on.
You can still, it's like a nightmare.
It is.
Where you can't scream. It's like that thing where just all this horrible stuff or like things that like you want to respond to, or even sometimes funny shit that you're like, oh my God, like that was
I could,
for me. Right. It was like, I've got a great fucking joke that I need to say and I can't say it. And you go to type and it's like, I'm sorry. And it gives you a countdown. You've got 22 hours left before you can comment.
Yep.
And it was the most maddening thing because I couldn't, I was like, it was just like being a voyeur into the terribleness of Facebook and not being able to engage. And thus I didn't go on Facebook for like a day. And I realized how fucking awesome that was.
Yeah. See,
now, that being said, I've been on it all morning. So don't think I've suddenly, you know, changed.
I've tried not to be on it very much at all. But I know when it happened to me, the thing that was like so frustrating when I got put in, it was like the person I was arguing with about cannabis, like kept popping in and being like, oh, she doesn't have anything to say now. And it's like,
right? Oh, no. I have so many things to say. Right. I will start another account just to say something and get blocked on that account too.
We have at least three friends that have that more accounts. You know, I mean, Minnie C has at least.
Of course.
Three, yeah. Cause she's been kicked off so many times.
Well, it was funny cause I, Celia and I have our friend John Ham, and I texted him and I was like, oh, I'm in Facebook. Cause I think they tagged me in something. Eileen tagged me. And I was like, I can't comment. I'm in Facebook jail. And John just starts cracking up. He's like, ha-ha, I got my third 30 days right now. I'm not on Facebook another week.
Yeah, he has like four accounts because he keeps
Well, he also, and he's also one of our friends who is like one of the loveliest, nicest, funniest people, but just an absolute asshole to like get people riled up on the internet. Sometimes to the point where I'm like, stop it.
But he does it on purpose. He'll post and say, how many people can I piss off today? This is what I'm going to say.
And then, this is what I'm going to say. Yeah, exactly. And it then just, it
does. I'm like, oh my God, you just have to. Yeah. This is what's happening in quarantine. You got to, when you don't have kids also, I mean, I'm sure this is just something.
Right? Yeah, you got to pick fights with somebody if you don't have kids.
Speaking of kids, you have a story for me, don't you? You
know, story. I've got a story for you. And it happened last Monday after we recorded our last podcast.
Okay.
And I was so sad because after Danielle, after we did our Zoom, it was like that afternoon, like a couple hours later. And I realized I was so bummed because I would have to wait another week to tell you on the podcast.
Oh my God. Okay.
So we record the podcast. Now, Mondays, the girls are at their dad's house. So
yeah, that's what I was just thinking. So
Right.
Oh, but they left right before then.
Right. They left Monday morning to go to their dad's house for the day.
Okay.
And so I have the afternoon off, about to dive into some TV. And I'm sitting there and I can't find the Apple TV remote. So I'm looking in between the couch cushions and I stick my hand, my left hand in between the couch cushions. Feel like, I'm like, is one of my hair extensions in the couch? What the hell? I pull out a giant clump of hair. Now, when I say giant, I'm talking like larger than golf ball sized.
Like a bun?
It looked like, okay, you know that little, my little wiglet thing that I call it? The little thing that I put on top of my hair. It's it's like a ponytail, you know, holder, but it's got hair on it. So it makes it look fluffier. It looked like that. I thought it was that, but it's dark. It's dark hair, right? I'm like, is there a dog? No, it looked like a giant clump of fucking hair. And I'm like, what is, so I look at it and I'm like, this is like, it's dark. I'm like, oh my God, did they cut a doll's hair? I'm thinking they've chopped a Barbie or an American Girl doll or God knows what. But then I feel the hair and it is not plastic hair. It is people hair. And there's only one bull in my house with that color hair. And that is Zoe.
Wait.
It is a giant hairball clump of Zoe's hair in the goddamn couch.
It's a giant hairball clump. But not that she ate. Hold on.
So, okay. When I tell you I screamed, I was like, because it's I thought something was wrong.
I would have thought it was like a mouse. What the fuck?
I did. I was like, it was like a, when I first grabbed it, I was like, what? And I thought it was like a like a mouse. But then I was like, no, I thought it was a hair. I thought it was so many things before finally investigating it and realizing, no, it's a clump of my child's hair in the couch cushions. So
I
don't even text her at her dad or text her dad because I'm like, I just can't even think about why this is here. So on Wednesday, her dad drops her off and I'm like, yeah. So Zoe, question, did you put a giant clump of hair in between the couch cushions? She starts cracking up. Cracking up, thinks this is terrible. I'm like, what?
She goes,
well, it was actually B. I'm like, what?
What?
Like, right. So now I'm like, wait, so B shoved a clump of your hair in the couch cushions? Well, I had cut a knot out of my hair.
What?
That apparently she didn't want to like comb through because her hair is kind of wavy, so it gets knotted really easily. So it was apparently like a big clump of a knot.
I cut out my dreadlocks every time I get one.
Well, you're also not 12. So
fair.
She cut a big clump out of her hair. And as I start coming down the stairs, she drops the scissors and throws the hair at B, which B panics and shoves it in between the couch cushions. But now, here's the fucked up part. No one at any point was like, I should put the hair in the trash. No, they were like, I'm just going to leave it there until mom finds it.
Why didn't they put it in the trash?
I have no reasonable answer to that question.
Wait, so now you've seen them since. What does the hair look like?
Like, it was like a, you know, chunk out of the bottom. But B did have a chunk that she cut out of her hair too. So they're just now.
They wanted to match? What?
No, because she had a knot that she didn't want to comb out. Apparently the children are now just hacking clumps out of their hair.
Okay. Wow. I would sleep with a hat on if I was you. I'd be worried that they're coming for you.
No, because I comb my hair.
No care. It feels like a weird cold.
It's like I at least, you know, I dry shampoo and comb what's happening on my head. It doesn't look like it, but I do. But they, I'm like, go comb your hair. And they're like, oh, I did. And so I leave it. And then they go in the pool. And then that clump gets wet. And then they don't comb through it. And then they're like, oh, I forgot conditioner. And then they comb it from the top down, no matter how many times I tell them to start at the bottom. So it just pulls the knot right together into a nice dread until they can't comb it out. And then they freak out and cut it.
Oh my God. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well,
she also cut like down here too. I don't know. These kids might be bald by the time we get out of quarantine. Maybe they've forgotten that they would like to get out of the house at some point. Like they just don't care. Right.
Yeah, I guess maybe they've just given
but,
up.
But, you know, I mean, here's what I've learned. The cutting of hair is not the thing I freak out about.
Yeah, that's...
Because it's going to grow back, and it's it's on your fucking head.
I feel like we learned that.
You want to hack some shit with some scissors or shave your widow's peak or your eyebrow or whatever the fuck you want. You want to dye it some weird-ass color and have it turn green and it looks like shit and falls out. Guess what?
Right. Congratulations.
That's your head. That I birthed you with hair, but what you do with it now I'm trying my best to get you to comb it.
Yep. No, these are good lessons of quarantine, things that you learned. I mean,
look, how many adults out there have given themselves stupid haircuts during quarantine? So, you know, we can't expect our children to be any better.
That's true. I'm not touching my hair during quarantine. Well, not the hair on my head. I obviously took care of my...
Right.
I got other hair that was like, that's got to go. But I'm going to keep my regular hair just fine.
Oh, my God.
I'm still really
drinking water very loudly into the microphone.
I know. I can hear you.
There's no way to not loudly drink out of it.
That's fine. I need coffee so bad. I haven't had any today. I'm amazed I'm doing the show at all.
Oh, my God.
Wait, can we talk about...
Coffee on an empty stomach is not making my tummy happier.
Now. Yeah, no, that's no good. Are we allowed to talk about some of the stuff we've learned about our children on social media? You found out something on Saturday. I went on to TikTok. I don't remember if I told this. I didn't tell it because I haven't talked to you about it. There was something on TikTok that Harper had up with Lulu, and I wish I could remember the song. And it honestly took me like a day, and then I remembered. Like I was like, "Ooh, I haven't checked her TikTok videos in a while. I should," because I look at all of them, which she knows I do. And she's so like, she's like, wants me to get a TikTok account, which I have just to follow her, but like really do stuff. And then she's constantly like, you and Jody need one for the podcast. I'm like, Jody and I can't handle the social media that we have. Let's be clear here. Like,
right. Yeah. No, I've been capable of doing most things on a good day. I don't need to add more.
Yeah. Like I don't think that that's like a thing we need, but I, no,
look, the only reason our Instagram ever has pictures posted anyway is because of you. So
yeah, let's, and I do them just wrong. Oh, that's something we should talk about too, but we'll go back there.
Okay.
So, all right. I go and look at her TikTok. I don't know what song it was. It sort of reminded me of the song Ride or Die from Queen and Slim soundtrack. Like it was like,
yeah,
the most explicit, like suck my dick and like all kinds of, and it's her and Lulu, like, you know, doing this whole dance and saying the, like, you know,
right,
saying,
oh yeah, B, that happened the other day where B
bringing me coffee, and that's really very sweet because he could probably hear me because I'm so fucking loud on this. Thank you.
Oh yeah. She's just trying to compete with me.
I am. Okay. I'm just trying to compete with Jody. She said it's not me. Nope.
Yeah. No, I saw that. Like I had to tell B. She did. I want to say it was, it may have been the George Carlin seven words that you can't say on TikTok thing. And I was like, yeah, you can't say that. Can't do that. No.
Well, the argument,
like, I'm not actually saying it. I'm like, but you're not right.
Matter. So the argument I had with Harper was that exact one. Like, she's like, it's a song. It's a song. I was like, it is not an appropriate song for you and your 8-year-old sister to be talking about.
Right.
I swear to God, it has to do with sucking dicks. And she was like,
I know. Oh no. I know. Yeah. And I'm like, no.
And like, she was mad at me. Like,
yeah, I get it. You don't understand. I'm like, look, I'm not trying to kill your vibe. Right. Don't say that, mom. Don't say that. I'm like, okay, well, I'm not. But I'm not trying to. I'm just at, like, find the clean version. I don't know. Find any other number of songs other than Megan Thee Stallion, please.
Yes.
And like, the thing is, and it's also teaching them this, like, cool. Like, look, you listen to it at home.
Which is great.
Okay. Fine, right. Whatever.
Fine.
Maybe some people, you know, that's to each their own. Mm-hmm. But you can't, but there's a line. You can't post that on the internet. Like, and they're like, but you can, because it's available.
Right, because it's available. Right.
Just because you can do things does not mean you should.
Exactly.
And there's so many examples of that, but
Right. And she's, you know, and Harper, it's like, you're 13 years old, you know, she's very pretty. I mean, given she's mine, but I'm pretty sure she's pretty. And she, you know, she's had on like this cute little crop top.
Right.
Also,
yeah.
And
it's, I'm like, no.
God. And like, and her TikTok, I believe, is even public, which she swears I knew. And I'm like, I don't think I knew. That was a fight we had too. It wasn't a fight. We just had an argument where I was like, your TikTok's supposed to be private. And she's like, what? Then I can't get followers. I was like, we set this up. And she's like, mom, you said my TikTok could be public. I was like, I never said that. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, did I?
Because I know you didn't. Don't worry. She's just trying to gaslight you and make you crazy because mine do the same thing. No, you said I could do that. I'm like, I am absolutely fucking sure I did not say that you could do that.
But did
if I didn't say you could do that, it wasn't an explicit indication that you could.
Could, right. See, I think that's
and they know, and that's, but that's the thing is they know that.
Yep.
No, I know for sure I've been like, no, right. They have to be private. But they're dumb. But children are dumb.
Did Zoe put up a note? Can we talk about that on her TikTok where she was like, I'm in trouble. Or whatever it was. Can we please talk about that? You did warn her if she did dumb crap, you were going to talk about
it. Well, yeah,
saying.
She did. Right. She did dumb stuff and posts a thing on her TikTok talking about the dumb thing she got in trouble for. And I'm like, so you tried to bullshit me about I'm not even going to go into what it was she got in trouble for.
It doesn't matter.
But then you post about it on your Insta or on your TikTok.
Where she and she blocked you, but she didn't block me or Emma, so we could. Emma pulled it
right. Yeah, she was mad at me, so she blocked me, and I'm like, you're so stupid.
Like, but let's hope they're always that. Did stupid.
You? Right, I know. Let's hope they're always that dumb.
Like, I don't want you to bust her for it because
right.
She won't, like,
which actually, I need hold on 2 seconds.
Jody has left the podcast for a second and ran away, and I don't know where she went. This is new.
Supposed to leave it here. She said she was going to leave it here. I thought she
did. Oh, okay. What? That she was supposed to leave what here?
Well, no, I was going to, she usually leaves, sometimes she'll leave her phone here on the weekends because she's got her iPad at her dad's. Mm-hmm. I think she might've taken it with her because I was going to go in there and
look.
Things on.
I mean, yeah. I can look on mine. I have
no, phone. It's fine. I'll do it later. I'll do it later. Oh my God. So the kids, they're dumb, but we're not alone.
We're not.
No, we're not. I was scrolling through BuzzFeed as I do, because it is the thing that I like to do when I have reached my limit on Facebook or if I'm in Facebook jail.
Are you playing the quizzes? Is that one of
the? No, I don't do the quizzes because I don't care what kind of bread I am. I don't know. It doesn't matter what kind of bread I am. It doesn't matter what kind of cheese I am. I just want to eat the bread and the cheese. Right, I don't need to know what kind I am. I'm, okay. It doesn't, it's okay. I don't need to know what random movie character I'm in, what Hogwarts fucking house I'm in. None of that matters.
I'm definitely sourdough these days. I just want to say I'm not making it, but I am it. I'm just,
bitch, you're always sourdough. Okay. So, so anyway, this was a BuzzFeed article. No, I like lists though. Like it makes my like little OCD counting brain happy. And most people do, which is why BuzzFeed is so popular.
That's true.
Anyway, this is 19 seriously random things parents have caught their kids doing. And I just don't know how to respond.
Oh my God.
This one is excellent.
Oh no. Okay. I'm going to put my coffee down so I don't spill it all over myself.
I caught my daughter packing turds into cardboard toilet paper tubes and hiding them under the sink. She called them poop bombs.
Ew.
Sort of like a pipe bomb, but slightly different.
Ew.
Okay. When my son was about 4, I caught him looking up at the light fixtures and whispering. I asked him what he was doing, and he said, "I'm asking all the light bulbs in the house to not fall and kill you." Thanks, son. He's truly got my back. Yeah, this one. I found my kid talking to the hole in the sink when he was 2. He said, "That's where God lives."
Is it?
I'm going to go with Pennywise is probably a more likely option, you know, whatevs.
Whatever your God is.
Yeah, I feel like there was a scene in it where the kid's talking in the sink. I caught my twins, who are in 1st grade, measuring each other's penis with a tape measure.
Oh my.
Yep. And of course my husband said, "You don't do that until high school." Here's another one. When I was little, my mom caught me this sounds like something Lulu or Bee would do. When I was little, my mom caught me bringing eggs from the kitchen into my room and sitting on them in a blanket nest, hoping they would hatch.
That's right.
And then she says, "I'd put eggs back into the fridge when they didn't hatch after a few days."
Aww. How did they not break?
We caught my sons, 3 and 6 at the time, sitting on the toilet together, one behind the other, pooping. They
know
it was the double poop.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh. They had a lapse it. That's what that's called. The lapse.
Oh my God.
Ew.
Caught my daughter drinking strawberry milk and then spitting it back into the cup so she could drink it again.
Ew, what? Why?
Here we go.
Oh, God.
I kept finding dead worms in my kid's pockets when I did the laundry. Well, one day while my kid was helping me in the garden, I saw him pick up some worms, kiss them, and put them in his pocket. He said he does that because he loves them. Aww.
But he was murdering
them. Oh, my God. I caught my kid coating himself in Costco garlic powder. Oh, no. No.
Oh, my God. They're like this big.
Right?
They're like,
and not to mention, now you have garlic child.
And
you
everywhere.
Have fucking stinky garlic child.
Well, there's no vampires coming to their house. That's
oh, boy.
I have to ask, I don't want to make it a competition. I know I bug you about it. I just want to know, where are you in Best Fiends right now?
Oh, Best Fiends, you know that this is my obsession.
I
take my Best Fiends playing very seriously.
Well,
I mean, as seriously as I can while sitting on the couch and also watching TV, but it is very, very serious. And I think I'm what am I at now? I think I'm at level like 81. Yes, okay. 81. So I've made it a little further. I've played some more levels. Okay. I have won some more fiends.
Okay.
I have killed some more slugs.
Uh-huh.
But my strategy, I'm really having to redefine my strategy these days. And, you know, this willy-nilly just smashing of things that I was doing is not.
Can't do it. You can't do it.
Can't do it. I keep getting stuck. So anyway, I am finding now that I'm beginning to master exactly how I have to do this.
It's true. You got to. And you know, I've been really torn about who my favorite best fiend was. I'm really leaning toward the ladybug one.
That's my favorite.
Right?
I love the ladybug.
Yeah.
I love ladybugs. Even though they're not ladies, they're male bugs.
But they're male bugs. I don't care. Yeah, I just think, you know, that one's sort of the best one. And sometimes I sort of feel like it's not only my best fiend, but maybe a little bit like my second best friend. I'm just saying.
Wait, what? Wait, hold on. I'll take second best friend. As long as it's not first, no, I'll take that.
Not first.
But, you know, it's such a fun game.
Yep.
I mean, we have so much fun with it. Yep. It's a unique and exciting puzzle experience, unlike any other puzzle game out there. I mean, I have played so many, particularly, you know, while we've been sitting at home,
yep.
I have played so many games, and this one I just keep coming back to. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
I keep collecting new characters. There's always new theme challenges, which I love. Like, I like to play the little side games and the little challenges and all that. Yes. It's so much fun. Best Fiends has thousands of levels already, with new levels, events, and characters added every month. It's hours of fun right at your fingertips. And you can even play offline. With over 100 million downloads and tons of 5-star reviews, Best Fiends is a must play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends.
I'm going to go play it right now.
Listen to this one.
Oh, God.
Discovered my brother was keeping a pea hat in his toy box, which was literally what it sounds like, a hat he would pee in during the night. Well, it was already a stupid idea since he wasn't emptying it. But to top it off, he chose a toy construction hat with holes in the top so his makeshift toilet leaked.
Ew.
Why? Why do kids pee in their room?
I don't know. It's so gross. It's so gross.
Fucking peeing in a trash can or in a, but at least a trash can that's a little bit better. Peeing in a fucking hat.
Yeah, come that's on. Gross.
Pee in a hat.
And more than once.
That's not a hat.
B just wanted to try out the trash can as a pee-pee place.
As a pee, right. That was just an experiment. To test it this out. Was a, this kid was like, I've thing. Tried it and it's working.
Gross.
Okay. Ew, caught my son licking my toe. I asked him what he was doing and he said, time traveling. Shut the fuck up.
Oh my God. He's Dr. fucking
That's.
Who?
What right? I feel like that's something out of like a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy or something. Like, hold on. What are you doing? Just wait. Ew. Time traveling.
Someone's going to have a foot fetish.
Someone's going to have gnarly foot fetish right?
Yeah, that's a thing.
I hope that person knows. You just, like your son just developed a sexual fetish.
Yep.
Right
yep.
there in that right. moment. Their you time. Know that crossed her mind. You know she was like, oh yeah. God. Like, yeah, he's sure. And then she like tried to play like that was not.
He's time traveling into vaginas.
Oh, vagina that leads to another dimension. Well, one of my favorite Cards Against Humanity cards.
Right. Don't they all though?
I mean, if you're doing it right. When my boys were about 2 and 7, I walked into their room and found them rocking on their hands and knees, singing, "We are the wiener dogs." I have no fucking idea why. By the way, it's spelled wiener dogs. So that's why I said it like that.
Okay.
That sounds like something also that our children would do. I feel like all of these sound like, not all of them, but a lot of them.
A lot of them.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Another P one. I caught my sister playing with a bag of yellowish liquid she'd pulled out of her backpack when she was 10. I asked her what it was, and she said it was her pee. She'd been keeping it for days, and every once in a while, she'd pull it out and play with it. I was horrified.
She was 10?
Yeah.
Dude.
I'm telling you, they're idiots far longer than we thought they were. They do weird shit like this far longer than we thought.
I swear to God, I didn't do anything like that when I ever, but when I was 10.
I didn't either.
10.
I don't know, something with this new generation, they're broken. they're broken. Something's wrong. They're peeing in trash cans. I think I'm traveling with licking toes.
Ew.
Okay, here we go. We've got a few more, but they're so good. Like, I want to stop reading it, but each one is so much better than the next. Okay. When my son was 3 years old, I caught him washing his eyebrows with facial cleanser, just his eyebrows.
Okay.
Wet, lather, rinse, repeat. He said, it makes them nice and soft. Well, and as everyone knows, you need soft eyebrows.
Well, and they're always so coarse.
Yeah. This one's a pretty typical one. We caught our daughter packing peas from our garden up her nose. We had to take a trip to the emergency room where the doctor thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. Nose
you know that
ears.
There's, do you know how to actually remove if your child shoves something up their nose? Do you know how to remove it?
No.
I'm going to tell you. You blow into their mouth.
And then it comes
and
out?
And it shoots out the other. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, see, I
wouldn't
have
known that. Plug whatever nostril doesn't have something stuck in it.
Yeah, and you blow in their mouth.
And you blow in their mouth. Although I'm not sure how to do that with coronavirus safely.
Right.
But I feel like if it's your kid, that's...
Oh, yeah, well, you already... Yeah. Wait,
don't go blowing into other people's mouths if they've shoved peas up their nose.
Just leave the peas alone.
Just leave the peas alone.
Right. Give peas a chance. Wait, have one of your kids ever shoved anything up their nose and gotten stuck?
No, but it happened. It happened all the time at my mom's school. My mom was a school office manager for years. And so always some kid was coming in from kindergarten or first grade with something shoved up their nose.
Lulu put beads in her ears once.
Oh, yeah. Beads, I don't know how to get out.
I had to use
if there's a pee up there, just, ooh.
Yeah, it wasn't fun. I forgot all about it. She reminded me the other day. I was like, why would you bring
that
up? That was, it was traumatizing for both of us, Mom. I was like, great.
Okay, there's the last couple ones. Okay, when my son was 3 years old, we noticed the smell of burned plastic coming from our heater vents. I called one of my friends who worked in heating to come over and took a look at our furnace. And about 15 minutes later, he asked me to hand him 3 garbage bags through one of the vents. He came back upstairs with 3 bags of plastic toys my son had been putting down the vents. And when I asked my son about it, he said, Mommy, there are alligators down there. And if I don't feed them my toys, they will eat my sister. This sounds like the start of a Poltergeist or something. You know what I mean? Like, the kid put the toys down. Oh my God. Now
that's
it's eating
like
my sister.
Sad. It makes me scared. Wait, I have to tell you that we are honestly so loud. I'm so loud that Dustin is clearly listening to our entire podcast or my half of it. He just texted me and said, my brother put a corn kernel in his ear and it took root.
Oh,
Jesus fucking Christ.
I have said that I always say when someone's listening that there's too many ears in the cornfield, but that takes it to a whole new level.
I just literally wrote back, and then what?
Like, right? And then, right. All I'm picturing
is Lord Ingalls going into his ear and being like,
yeah, right. Is I just a kid with a corn cob in his ear.
Like, honest to God. Like, and right now, when everyone's gardening, I mean, does Doug want to do that again? Like, I don't know. You know, you could make some money. Like, fuck making sourdough, whatever. You can grow some corn in your fucking ear. That's gross.
Okay. This is our last one.
Okay.
And it is a doozy. When I was a kid, I used to prefer to poop in the park closest to my house instead of at home. Literally urinize, worst nightmare. I wondered who cleaned up my poop every day because it was always gone by the next day. Well, after months of doing this, I found out it was a neighbor mom. I was mid-poop one afternoon, squatting in one of those wooden cubicles at the top of a slide when I saw her walking across the road to the park with a baggie. So I finished rapidly, yanked my pants up, and flew my poopy ass down the slide and booked it home. And then there was a knock on the door.
Oh my God.
The neighbor lady. She and my mom had a long talk on the front step. And then my mom came back inside and looked at me in disgust and said, no more pooping at the park. Then when I started kindergarten, one of the poop picker uppers kids who was a grade ahead of me recognized me and told everyone what I had done. So at school I was and always would be the park pooper.
Oh my.
Oh, the park pooper. like you have to move schools.
No, yeah, you're done.
Right.
You got to change your name.
That's it. You have to, yeah. Be like, I'm sorry. That was my twin brother who we had to send off to a home and euthanize because he couldn't stop pooping in the park. It's a very tragic story. I would appreciate if you didn't bring that up. And that'll really shut people up. Be like, thanks. Now, that was my dead twin who had a really serious pooping problem. And now he's gone because of you.
Thanks for reminding
me. Thanks very much.
Really great.
That'll just shut that conversation down.
Oh my God. I'm dying. All right. First of all, I just got an answer from Dustin. What happened to his brother? He said, oh my God.
I took him to the county fair. You know, in Iowa, my family grew up in Iowa, and
he's from Oklahoma. They'd say a
good-looking corn was, you know, knee-high by 4th of July. And so my question is was it, you know, elbow deep by August 5th?
I can't stop laughing. You don't know what's wrong with you.
God, I'm dying.
Oh, shit. All right, wait. This is what I just got. First of all, Dustin.
Literally, this is it. This is fucking it.
I know. This we're done.
It started with the clump of hair last week, line into insanity.
I've got more to come for you, too. Well, Dustin said this happened in Topeka, Kansas, and then made a point of telling me there's more corn there.
Wait, there's more corn in Topeka, Kansas than in his brother's ear? I mean, I'd hope so.
I don't know what the clarification is.
I mean, otherwise, holy shit.
I think because I said he's from Oklahoma and he was clarifying.
Oh, this happened in Kansas. Yeah. Right. Yeah, Oklahoma. Yeah. No, Kansas is much more corn.
He just wrote me again and said higher rate of corn injuries.
True.
Right.
True,
right.
Man.
I'm dying.
I'll never forget cousins when I was in, we were probably like 9. Uh-huh. And my cousins lived on a farm in Iowa, a huge corn farm, and they had go-karts. And so when we would go visit in the summer, we'd go go-kart racing around their farm. But they rented the farm. And so the corn, you know, they didn't own it. They were just kind of, you know, caretakers. Right. They didn't actually farm it, but just to make sure that nothing happened to it. And,
right.
Well, my cousin Brandon, who is the one who always, like, he's just... the joke in the family is always like, if something's going to go wrong or get broken, it's going to be Brandon or me.
Okay.
So think of him as like sort of the female or the male equivalent of like my tendency to drop things, break things for themselves.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're out go-kart racing and he goes off the track down into the ditch, flies up through the ditch into the corn and proceeds to take out an entire
row
of corn in the go-kart. There's corn flying everywhere. And his dad sees from the kitchen and comes flying out, screaming at him. And we are all laughing so hard.
Oh my God.
At the visual of the corn flying and the dad running and everyone laughing, like, and the dog chasing after. Like, it was great.
That's kind of amazing. Yeah. Did you get to keep the corn? That's what I just want to know. Did you get to keep it?
No. We were like, oh, fuck the corn. Something happened to the corn. Right. Celia, what are you eating?
You're not going to believe me if I tell you.
I mean, probably not, but I feel like I have to ask the question anyway.
It's baby food by Little Spoon. That's what it is.
Oh, yes. You have been telling me about Little Spoon, that you are loving it, actually, despite not being a baby, that you are enjoying the food.
I love it so much. And I just wish that this was around when my kids were babies, because it is so good. I mean, honestly, like, it tastes delicious. And I think it's the best snack right now. And so do my kids. I mean, they're eating it now. But if I didn't have to make baby food, which I did when they were little, and I had something like this, oh my God, my life would have been so much easier.
Right? I mean, yeah. They basically have like a baby food buffet.
That's exactly right.
It's so many options and choices.
Yes. And I have now tried almost all of them, and I'm going to continue to make my way through that baby food buffet because it's all delicious. And I also love it because nutrition is so important for your baby's healthy development. 65% of the nutrients babies consume in their first 2 years go straight to your baby's growing brain, bones, muscles, eyesight, digestion, you name it. So what you're feeding your babe really does matter.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean,
or the adult baby that you're feeding also needs a little tender, loving care.
I mean, I'm hoping it's going straight to my brain because right now I'm not always sure how well my brain is doing, but I'm really enjoying the taste of this. So even if it's too late for me, it's definitely not too late for babies. And I also really like the fact that Little Spoon's baby food is always made in small batches. So you're basically getting super high quality homemade food, and it uses over 100 USDA certified organic ingredients in a rotating menu of flavors and textures. And
again, the baby food buffet.
That's right.
So many options.
So many options. And I'm pretty sure I did not use even close to 100 USDA certified organic ingredients in the baby food that I made. Possibly I used 3. Just saying.
Yeah. So you get this is a much wider variety.
It's so good. And every recipe is developed with a team of experts to ensure your baby is exposed to a wide range of fruits, vegetables, and superfoods that directly support their healthy development and prevent picky eaters in the future.
Oh,
I clearly did not prevent that in Lulu, but she is eating this. So maybe she still stands a chance.
I think it's going to be just fine.
Yeah. And the best part, everything ships directly to your door and doesn't break the bank. It's $3 or less per meal.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You definitely can't do that at home with over 100 options of USDA organic stuff.
Absolutely
not going to happen
not.
For $3 or less.
No, not even close. I know I spend a whole lot more than that and probably dumped a lot of it down the sink. This, by the way, I'm just dumping completely into my face hole. So it works.
Yeah. I can see that. And it's working well for you.
It's so good. Well, listen, there's no more worrying about what's in your baby's food. Let Little Spoon take one thing off of your very big parenting to-do list and cover mealtime with their fresh organic blends. Get $15 off of your first 3 orders at littlespoon.com/say this. Again, that's $15 off of your first 3 orders at littlespoon.com/say this. First of all, in all these crazy, I have a Lulu story for you. It's not huge, but I'll tell you in a second. But in all this crazy pandemic stuff, I'll have you know that Dustin built a garden box because that's what he does. He's, a carpenter.
Right.
And the night that we played games, which I also think we should talk about because I want to encourage people to like reconnect with their friends and social distance. The night we were all playing games online, that day we spent the entire day digging out for where the garden box was going to be and filling it up with dirt. And I just felt like I needed everyone to know that I did some manual labor because I don't usually do.
I am very proud of you. I actually want to do that too when Scott was out here.
We're going to plant some corn. We got lots of different seeds. I asked Lori.
Oh, you're planting corn.
We're all kinds of stuff. We have like a hundred different things that we're planting, and the Hoyles or Lori Hoyle from Creative Growers and Moto was like walking me through like different things.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. See, I would like to do that. I'd like to grow some like strawberries and like other stuff.
Those are hard to find, which is weird. I haven't figured out berries, but we may have some extra stuff when stuff starts coming up so we could give you stuff.
Okay.
But I also, at one point when we were like shoveling out dirt and he was like, Dustin was like, this is how I'm going to teach you how to like do like a, don't you know how to like actually like shovel, do like a shovel toss. And I was like, I just looked at him and I was like, no. And he was like, you don't. And I was like, I don't know how else to like remind you that you're dating like a Jew from New York.
You're like, I don't know how to do a really proper shovel toss.
I haven't actually buried a body yet, although, other than a cat here and there, and not because I killed it, everybody calm down. He just wrote me, we will not be planting corn. Why not? We have it.
Can't plant corn in a garden box. It's too shallow.
I just love that my boyfriend's weighing in on all this podcast because he doesn't actually listen to it. But
neither of our boyfriends listen to the podcast.
He's got notes as
like,
we're talking.
Why would they? They want to hear any more of us. They're like, I don't hear enough of you assholes anyway. Let me listen for another hour and a half to you two talking.
To each other.
To your lady time.
To your lady. All right. I just need to tell everybody two things. Well, I'll tell the Lulu thing first, and then I'm going to tell something about Instagram and just about what idiots we are, which I think I can cycle back into our game night. So Lulu, the other day, we're talking about something. I believe she was airing grievances. I think that's what it was, about somebody in her Zoom call that was like not, you know, doing it. She was like, yeah. And then our teacher, she had to jack off his memory. And I go, what? And she's like, she had to jack his memory off. She had to jack his memory. And I went,
that's not what that means.
Jog his memory. Is that what you're saying?
Jog. There we go.
And she was like, jack, jog. What's the difference? Like she's
a very, very big one in this case.
And
actually.
Then she goes, whatever. She's like, so she was jerking his memory off then. And I was like, no.
There was no jacking or jerking of any memories. There was jogging. Jogging memories, not jacking off.
Harper just is laughing hysterically.
Oh my God.
And finally Lulu, like, she gets pissed at both of us because she's like, I don't understand why it's funny. And she like storms out, and then like a couple minutes later she comes in and she goes, Mom. I'm like, yeah. And she goes, why was it funny? And I was like, okay.
And here we go. Yeah.
Like, why do I get stuck in these conversations? I said, it's just not, we'll talk about it when you're older. Like, I couldn't actually go there with her. I was like, just know that that's not an appropriate thing to say.
It's a very vulgar term used to describe boys masturbating.
I could have, but I just couldn't do it. I can't do it. And all I could think the whole time was, this is the same.
Or just tell her, just be like, go ask Harper.
No.
What? You know she's going to.
I know she is.
You know Harper's going to tell.
I don't know that Harper really totally knows. I mean, I think she kind of knows.
She's in eighth grade. She knows.
Oh, well, this is all I could think was, did Lulu say this in the Zoom meeting? Was she like, oh my God, Andrew, she's trying to jerk off your memory. This is the same teacher that Lulu had.
I really hope she did, purely to make that teacher's day.
Same teacher that she had when she was saying, you know, you get the gist of it. Like, this is the same teacher. This has to be like, oh, what the fuck is going on in this child's house?
Oh my God.
Everything she says ends up being about masturbation, coming, something. Like, what's happening?
Oh my God. But the best part is that she doesn't even know it.
She has no idea.
She has no idea. And she keeps just referencing, just whacking it.
I mean, come on. I feel like that's the title of the episode.
Right? Just whacking it.
Just whacking it. Just
whacking. Either that or the park pooper. I mean, that's a.
Oh my God, I almost spit my coffee on myself. Well, whatever it's going to be, whatever the title of the episode is, I can promise you this. I'll write it wrong on Instagram.
Oh my God. And then you'll correct it. And then I'll tell you, no, don't correct it. And then you'll correct it what I corrected.
You guys.
It was such a who's on first moment. It was great.
It's a true story.
So, okay. So last week's episode, title was Scratch and Stiff Snickers, which was which was what you said, because it was a Freudian slip. You meant to say Scratch and Sniff Stickers. And that was the name of the title.
Right.
Which was funny.
Right.
Right. So anyway, she posts the thing for the episode, mm-hmm. and I see that she said
Scratch and sniff stickers.
Uh-huh. This week's episode, Scratch and Sniff Stickers, and then hashtag Scratch Snickers. And Sniff Stickers.
I did say Snickers.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, that's what I'm telling you. You fucked up both things. You fucked it up because you made it correct. So then I had to, so I was like, oh no, did she forget the joke? So went in and corrected it.
Mm-hmm. And then I texted you and
mm-hmm. I said, hey, just so you know, I corrected the name of the episode in the
To be
post.
Fair, you were like really funny post. Like, you gave me props before you
I did. Like, I was like, that post was hilarious. I said, but the name was incorrect. You fucked up, so I changed it. And then you text me a minute later and you go, no, I went on and I looked, it was still wrong. I changed it back. You changed it back. to the correct scratch and sniff stickers, which was incorrect because that was not the correct name of the thing. And so I was like, no, you didn't.
You go,
you made it incorrect. And you were like, no. And you were like, no, I just went and corrected it. I was like, but that's, oh my God, that's incorrect. So then I had to go back in and uncorrect the correct incorrection, if that makes sense.
Yep. And then she just writes me, don't.
And then I had to explain the joke. Right. And then I had to explain the joke because I was like, remember, you said scratch and stiff Snickers instead of because we thought, and you were like, that's right.
And then I wrote back, oh, that was funny too.
Right. You're like, oh, yeah, you just go, oh, that's funny. And I was like, yeah, I know, asshole. Don't fucking touch the post now. Don't do it.
My memory is crap. Wait, so.
Oh, it's fine. I can't remember my own name. Speaking of, what time is it? How long have we been going? I feel like we've been going a long time.
41 minutes.
Look it up. You know what it is? It's my internal signal. It's somewhere around 40. I start feeling Emily waving at us.
You guys. Well, so with all that being said, Jody and I had a game night the other night.
Yes.
Social distancing game night. I would encourage everyone to do this because it was really fun.
It was so much fun. And I hadn't done one yet.
I've done one.
I have not really been Zooming and FaceTiming, which I've noticed after the other night when we had the game night. I was like, oh yeah, this does feel better.
It really did. And yeah, connect with your friends. I mean, obviously, you know, being alone and stuff and social distancing and not seeing your friends. It's like, I've been so worried about the girls being like more connected to their friends. I hadn't really thought about it, but I had done a bunch of game nights with Dustin and his friends, and we always have a really good time. And so I knew you'd had a rough week the week before, and so then I was like, well, why don't we, you know, plan it? And it was really, really fun. So we played Cards Against Humanity over Zoom, and within like 5 seconds, I've, you know, fucked up something on Zoom. So I make Jody.
Oh my God! First,
Zoom.
So okay.
I'm like, yeah.
So all of a sudden,
it.
I'm like, wait, why am I the host? You're like, because you basically abdicated the throne. You're
like,
no, nope,
fuck this.
I'm done. Mm-hmm. It's all you.
Done. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. So you texted. The problem was you texted everyone the Zoom link.
Yeah.
And when you do that, it just sends thing to click on. It doesn't send you like the meeting information and the password or whatever.
Right.
So everybody was clicking on the link that you texted on their phone. But the problem was that we had to Zoom on our computers so that we could use our phones to play the game.
It's because I didn't have everybody
play the
email,
cards.
So that's why I sent it.
Right. No, and it was fine. But watching all of us spend 20 minutes
at least,
like a bunch of old doddering fools trying to figure out the meeting thing and how, and someone's muted and your video's not on. And I was like, oh. So this is what it's going to be like when we're all in the old folks' home trying to Zoom. We're not going to be able to do it. I texted Mescal because I had invited him to go.
I knew he'd say no.
That's what it'd be.
Yeah, like, absolutely not.
And he was like, but he was very sweet. He was like, actually, I like you having like your friends to do stuff with.
Right.
I think that's important.
Yeah.
So I was like, totally. But I texted him like 15 minutes into this Zoom debacle. And I just texted him and I said, you may have been right.
Yeah. I mean,
once we did finally get it together, which legitimately took 15 or 20 minutes.
Yeah, it did. It did. It was like 20 minutes, honestly.
It was, yeah. Once we got all that together, it was fucking awesome. And the next time we do it, everyone will know
how to do it.
Right.
Yeah, it was definitely something. You and I had a few moments though that I just, it was like.
When your microphone is apparently the most sensitive microphone ever.
Well, this is what happened.
And all I heard was Dustin be like, no, you're not acting crazy. And so I was like, yeah, you are. I just texted you.
But nobody else heard it except for you. And that was.
Which is ironic considering I'm deaf.
I know. That's what I said. I was like, you're deaf and you heard that. How did you?
Well, you know why? Because it looked like you two were having some sort of a conversation. And so I was being nosy, is really what it was. I just wanted to listen. And then when he was like, you're not being crazy, I was like, what the fuck is he saying to my friend? And then I was like, oh, wait, you're laughing. Okay. So that's like on, I swear to fucking God, it came from a place of like, oh, were they fine? Oh, is he doing some shit?
No.
And I heard and I was like, what? And then I saw he was like, no, you're not. And you were laughing. And I was like, oh, she's doing like a check because she's had some whiskey.
Yep.
Okay. like that. Then I knew, then it made sense. Yeah. No, I jumped in because I was being an illegal fucker.
Oh my God. That's so bad. Yeah. He poured another glass of whiskey and went to hand it to me. And he did say like, do you want this? Because I apparently was just going to drink that night. And I was like, I looked at him and I said, yeah. And then that's when I was like, wait, why am I acting crazy? And he was like,
yeah. But yeah, he was like, no, not at all. And you weren't. But oh. So then I hear that. And then I just text her and I go, yes, you absolutely are acting.
And I just
guys laughing because I didn't say it over the Zoom call. Nope. I just texted it on the side and it was amazing.
Yeah. Well, and then I kept reading things wrong because I was laughing so hard and I was tired and I had a lot of
because you were laughing. You were drunk.
So oh, I was drunk. Yeah, drunk. I was drunk. And I read something like ridiculous and everybody else was like, what the actual hell's wrong with you? And then 10 minutes later, Jody's like, wait, what was the sentence? Like you said what I said. I didn't understand that everyone realized I said it wrong like 10 minutes prior. And you were like, what?
Wait, what?
Like, yeah.
I don't remember that.
The sheep and Dick Wolves. That's what it
no,
was.
No, it wasn't that I didn't get it. It was that I kept calling it back. I just kept making fun. I just kept
yeah, you guys. It was like a line where it was like, supposed to be getting attacked in your sleep by Dick Wolves. We didn't know what Dick
right.
Wolves was. And it was attacked by sheep.
Attacked by sheep in a Dick Wolf or something. Dick Wolves. I don't know what it was.
Sheep and Dick Wolves.
And all I pictured was like weird wolves dressed as penises attacking sheep.
Oh, God. It was a lot. Anyway, we highly recommend
playing Cards Against Humanity yep. online, which is awesome and
so fun.
Yeah. And also playing on Zoom with your friends. And also
connecting with your friends.
And being careful of crazy.
Right.
Side conversation Zooms.
And being careful with corn. I think in the end, I'm going to tie it all back in a Carol Channing way to corn.
Corn.
I don't remember having corn. I don't know if anyone knows that story. I'm not going to tell it. It's gross. Look it up. I will just say this because at some point when Dustin was giving us notes about, you know, this episode, he said, we will not be planting corn. I wrote back, wait, why we have it? His response was, it's too dangerous.
It's true. I mean, obviously from our stories, you don't know what can happen in corn.
It's genetically too dangerous in his family. No one in my family stuck corn in their fucking ear and had it.
Well, you just haven't had the opportunity yet. You guys, you were just Jews in New York. Now you're here around corn.
Well, Lulu sticks corn in her ears, I'm going to have to jerk
Lulu,
it out.
When Lulu sticks corn in her ears.
I have to jerk it out of her.
Oh my God. Oh, and now we've gone full circle into horrificness. Wow. Wow.
I said that 3 times before you heard me also.
Oh, it's because I'm so loud.
It didn't even stop me from saying, don't say that again. No, I was like, no, I'm going to do it one more time until she hears.
Well, because you were laughing too hard. It was just breathy things and motions to your ear was all it was.
Shouldn't have said it once, let alone 3 times.
If you say it 3 times, does a genie appear? Out of your ear? A corn genie. Oh my God, this is it. This is now we've lost it. And I think we need to say our goodbyes before we lose any more listeners. We want to thank you for joining us this week and listening with or without corn in your ears. So I hope you're laughing. I hope you have skipped to the next episode or the end of this episode or to a different podcast.
They found another podcast.
Right. If you want to contact us on Instagram or Facebook and just say, what the fuck is wrong with you people? Please feel free to do that. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Never Thought I'd Say This. And if you'd like to send a more wordy, what the fuck is wrong with you email, you can please send us an email at neverthoughtid@protonmail.com.
I can't breathe.
Did I get them all right?
You did.
Okay, good. Oh, boy. Well, everybody, keep it danger-free with your corn and whatever. And just keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audioboom and Main Event Media.